Okay, everyone, thanks for coming. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Thanks.
I think we said 5 p.m., but 7 is good too, and we'll still have plenty of time to have some fun, okay?
Yeah.
No, I like to have fun.
It'll be fun.
Okay. Everyone got their character sheets?
I think I have it.
Okay, great. Okay. We begin on Midsummer's Eve in the land of Fozen as your party travels the King's Road from the Shadowfall Inn north to the city of Lanlon's Hold. The three of you sit in the back of a cart, seated across from the mysterious stranger who hired you as bodyguards.
He's sitting across from us?
Yeah.
I attack him.
What?
I stab him in the throat.
But, do you want to hear what he has to say or anything?
I thought we could do whatever we want.
Well, you can.
Can I seduce him?
All right, so you're stabbing him?
His throat. I stab him in his throat.
Okay, so that's a critical hit. So, as the hooded man begins to explain the nature of the plot, you lash out and stab him in the throat.
Yeah. Take it!
The man falls to the floor of the cart, eyes wide and confused, as he rolls around, bleeding to death.
I pick his pockets.
I mean, he's still alive.
Oh, he's alive? I look him in the eyes as I pick his pockets.
Okay, you're rifling through his pockets, removing some coins and ignoring his pleading expression and brushing away his arms as he tries to grasp onto you. Then, as his eyes flutter and grow dim, he extends a shaking hand, a folded piece of paper clutched within.
I light the card on fire.
But... What about the paper he's handing to you? I mean, you can see that it kind of looks like a map.
I use it for kindling.
Okay. You've successfully lit the cart on fire. Do you want to get out of the cart, or are you just sitting in there with the fire?
Ooh, I stay in the fire.
I'm gonna get out.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right. You both successfully climb out of the cart. Chris, you're just gonna stay there?
I think I start singing. I'm singing Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Okay.
Do I get to do a performance check?
For how well you're singing?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, you rolled a 7.
Crushed it.
Well, it's out of 20, so, you're singing okay, but it's mixed in with your shrieks and screams as you're bursting into flames.
Yeah, that's what I want to do anyway. It sounds like this.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and mute your Zoom real quick, though. Great. Yeah. I mean, we can see that you're really getting into it, though. So since you're on fire, though, you're going to take 2d10 burning damage each turn here, unless one of you two wants to save him?
I walk away.
Yeah, me too.
All right, then. Chris, you just lost another 7 health. Thumbs up? Great. Okay, so the rest of you are walking down the trail when you see a wooden sign marking a fork in the road.
Can I fuck it?
What?
The sign. It's wood, right? Are there any knots or, like, woodpecker holes or anything?
No, you can't fuck the sign. There's no fuckable holes in the wood of the sign. Jesus fucking Christ.
I chop the sign down.
Do you want to read it first?
I hack it to pieces.
You successfully chop down the sign. Do you know which of the two paths you want to take forward? Oh, and Chris, you've lost another 14 health back there in the fire.
I walk off into the woods.
Me too.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to glance at the sign? I mean, it might tell you what kind of things live out here and...
I step on the sign and walk right into the woods.
Okay. You both walk into the woods. The sound of Chris's screaming song fades away as you go deeper and deeper through the trees. Chris, I'm just going to go ahead and say that you've succumbed to your wounds at this point.
Hear me out. Is it possible that I'm a ghost?
I'll get back to you on that. In the meantime, the two of you are walking when you hear the blood-curdling sound of a wolf howl.
Can I fuck it?
Well, but you can't even see it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay, you successfully think about it. And the two of you arrive in a clearing and are greeted by a wizened old man with a glowing magical staff that...
I stab him.
You know what? Fuck it.